hay luz. Vestido de guardia cárcel y aferrado a un plan. Cruzar aquel cementerio hacia la libertad. Por Bahía Golondrina hay un cúter blanco. Sin banderas ni tribulaciones. Detrás de un árbol barrera no sale quien centinela. Es quien hoy paga por el crimen de Juan Ramón Falcón. Apolinario,
9420,
9410,
toda la manteca,
SDH,
Hakuna MC,
Z.
Haciendo tantra con chicas rastas que gimen infinitas y nunca dicen basta. Están desnudas, prendiendo un blon, haciendo un praga, me dan su amor. Lavan mis heridas, mi cortez, calma mi dolor. Amo vendarlas y que no me vean, ponerle esposas y correas, darle chirlos y dejar en su espalda cera de velas, darle orgasmos hasta que salga una cascada de sus cuerpos y viajar inmerso por cada constelación del universo. Mientras cumplen mis deseos más perversos, tomo champán mientras acarician y dan besos a mi miembro. Soy experto en esto, amo ver sus caras llenas de placer, llegar al límite del gozo de una mujer. José Z.
La noche empezó bien, con esa boquita mamita un pide de 10. De los 20 que le tiraron solo yo me la llevé. Me dice que la haga cosita de esa que sale en la internet. Me gusta tu teta, fumate una seca, el seta artesano de la piel. Yo, vamos a pegarnos, yo no hago el amor, te cojo arriba abajo y miren de babor. Te excito con lujuria, tu amiga la rubia, trae la que también el calor. Por humo y humor a un morbo con tu cuerpo, receto el doctor. Ay, yeah, ella quiere que se lo ponga, yeah, yeah. Porque ella anda bien cachonda, loquita está bien rica, mato la onda. Me gustan tus ojitos y lo fina que es tu tanga. Acá el plan es dar, entrar, salir, gustar, chupármela y después me toca a mí. Yo soy el man y man para tu fantasía. Somos fuego, le mando un rap a las perras mías.
Y las mías.
Y las tuyas.
Y las suyas.
Todas ustedes mujeres.
9420, 9410.
Chicas ricas.
Sí.
Homies, friends, amigos, yes, we are traveling through Tierra del Fuego, Chile, Argentina, it doesn't matter, we traveled to both sides, but primarily the Argentina side, because there's bigger towns there, and more people making the musics. So, yeah, the last piece was a group from Rio Grande, it's a big river, and yes, they are called Hakuna MC and Zeta SDH. Yeah, some of the premier MCs, aside from the Penguins down there, were even better. And the song was Todo La Manteca, just a single from, I think, 2 years ago. Before that, Ignacio Boreal, and he has a song called Apolinario and Simón, the exclamation mark at the end, from 2011, his debut LP. Very nice. I liked how it changed rhythm and tempo halfway through. Yeah, there you go. Very nice. Yeah, a lot of rock music down there. A lot of indie, a lot of folk. And before that, started off the set with the song decrying the battle between beavers and penguins. El Castor y el Pingüino, the beaver and the penguin, by Simon Radawitsky, which might be the name of this band. It's a four-piece, some MC, and guitar, bass, drums, so I'd say quite a bit like Rage Against the Machine. Yes, 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 inspired. And on their album cover, there is a package of human ears for sale. Can't see how much they're costing. Oh, $85 for eight ears? Sounds like a bit of a ripoff, you ask me. Yeah, anyways, so if you want to read actually about the ongoing saga of the beavers in Tierra del Fuego, there's an article in the Huffington Post, came out in January this year, the Canadian publication, saying Canadian beavers destroying Patagonian forests in Chile and Argentina. Yeah, ongoing dilemma. And some people are saying, well, you know, the animal rights activists aren't so stoked about 100,000 beavers being slaughtered. You can imagine. It's part of their job. So they're saying, bring them to Canada, send them over. And biologists are saying, that's not convenient at all. How do you make a boat big enough for 100,000 beavers? Alex, do you know?
I'm going to guess that a boat for 100,000 beavers would probably be made out of wood, I would imagine.
Yep.
Yeah. And
what would be the problem with having a boat made of wood?
No, I don't foresee any problems of wood. In Canada, we have lots of wood, and okay. The beavers in Argentina could even facilitate the construction of this boat because they could chew down the trees and then make the boats to be transported back to Canada.
Sounds perfectly logical.
Yeah. Now, so. The real primary concern would be the poop deck, because I don't know how exactly beavers poop. Do they even poop, or do they just get bigger and bigger and then just sort of blow up?
You're sounding like a real correspondent biologist until you.
Thank you. Okay, well, if you were gonna like transport these beavers, it'd be really hard because it's probably gonna be like a 25-day journey, right? To bring first off, you have still to catch the beavers, which is gonna be way harder than killing them, right?
Yeah.
Then you'd have to stick them on a boat. You have to get a Kickstarter project. You have to make it less than $8 million because the government only wants to use $8 million to kill all these beavers. Yeah, kill them all.
And how would you feed them for the whole journey? Catering service?
You'd have to make stops like up along the coast. Catering service? Yeah. Maybe you could get like the smaller boats to like come up and give some supplies. And you'd have to make sure that like the beavers like could mate or something. Like you'd have to make sure that you had enough male beavers and female beavers and... If they're in captivity, are they going to, like, attack each other?
Wow. A lot of questions. A lot of questions still. So, we could start a Kickstarter campaign to save the beavers.
And then, if it doesn't work, you could just use the money to ensure that the beavers in Canada can breed well. Make some beaver acts, help them procreate in Canada.
So, down in Tierra del Fuego, there's only 135,000 people. Okay. And about 100,000 beavers currently, so...
But how's their economy doing? This is their chance for the world stage. Think about it. Yeah. All over the world. The whole world could care about the beavers. You know, like, people like, oh, the rhinos, oh, the cheetahs. Who cares about the beavers? We could make this a thing.
We could make this a big political shabam-a-lam.
A shabam-a-lam.
Well, but for now, we'll have to just... sit and see what happens down there. Let's keep chatting about this, but we'll let these folks on the other side hear another song. We could go on forever with the Beaver Talk.
Beaver Talks. Well, what do you got lined up, Nick?
I got the southernmost surf rock band in the world.
Yes.
Called Cowabunga. It was confusing because in Mexico there's also a band called Cowabunga, and they also have Ninja Turtles logo, and yeah, these guys are very much inspired by 90s surf.
Good 90s surf.
And the Teenage Ninja Turtles. So, Cowabunga here. Just a live song. They don't seem to bother making proper recordings. They got too much time down at the beach surfing. So yeah, Cowabunga with the song Surfista del Viento. Right on. South, south, deep south surf. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Cowabunga right there from Rio Grande, Tierra del Fuego, Argentina. So the end of the program here. Hope you enjoyed tripping around and visiting the deep, deep, deep south of South America. And we're going to finish with the woman who we started with, Lola Kiepja, and she is the last of the Selk'nam people, also known as the Ona, the native population of Tierra del Fuego, from the Big Island down there. Yes, so this was a recording from 1964. She passed away in 1966. And yes, who knows, hopefully there are some people making music somewhere, maybe not in the cities, but somewhere in Tierra del Fuego. Yes, so an untitled piece of music, but just a couple more minutes of her before the end of the show. Good day, everybody, and one love to all humans. Nick Legacy signing out.
are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in for Who Knows What Music I'll Bring to You at 6 a.m. on Wednesdays. You'll hear On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc right here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio. The clouds
are blowing. This is Bird Note. Dr. Clinton Francis is a sensory ecologist who studies how noise pollution affects birds, like this black-headed grosbeak. He says sounds from machines and vehicles can really disrupt bird behavior because, for most birds, their sense of hearing isn't very good.
Even though birds do rely on acoustics and hearing quite strongly, your typical bird hears about half as well as we do.
Birds rely on their hearing to sense predators and prey and for mating. They need to hear each other's songs and calls in order to communicate and find each other. That makes them very sensitive to noise pollution. Clinton says some species, like the black-headed grosbeak, will just avoid places that get too loud for them.
In our long-term study sites in New Mexico, where we've studied how noise from essentially the energy sector restructures bird communities, we see a complete loss of about one-third of species in noise-polluted areas.
But Clinton says there are lots of ways to help, from switching to quieter electric vehicles to using lawn equipment outside of morning hours when birds are singing the most. Rakes are strongly encouraged. Or just leave the leaves. Learn more about what you can do to reduce noise pollution on a special season of the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tasha Lawson.